Chapter 9, Hand Tools. Wrenches. Wrenches are the most used hand tool by service technicians. Most wrenches are constructed of forged alloy steel, usually chrome vanadium steel. Refer to Figure 9.1, a forged wrench after it has been forged but before the flashing, extra material around the wrench has been removed. After the wrench is formed, it is hardened, tempered to reduce brittleness, and then chrome plated. Wrenches are available in both fractional and metric sizes. There are several types of wrenches. Open-end wrench. An open-end wrench is often used to loosen or tighten bolts or nuts that do not require a lot of torque. An open-end wrench can be easily placed on a bolt or nut with an angle of 15 degrees, which allows the wrench to be flipped over and used again to continue to rotate the fastener. The major disadvantage of an open-end wrench is the lack of torque that can be applied due to the fact that the open jaws of the wrench only contact two flat surfaces of the fastener. An open-end wrench has two different sizes, one at each end. See Figure 9.2. Box-end wrench. A box-end wrench is placed over the top of the fastener and grips the points of the fastener. A box-end wrench is angled 15 degrees to allow it to clear nearby objects. See Figure 9.3. Therefore, a box-end wrench should be used to loosen or to tighten fasteners. A box-end wrench is also called a close-end wrench. A box-end wrench has two different sizes, one at each end. See Figure 9.4. Combination wrench. Most service technicians purchase combination wrenches, which have the open end at one end and the same size box end on the other. See Figure 9.5. A combination wrench allows the technician to loosen or tighten a fastener using the box end of the wrench, turn it around, and use the open end to increase the speed of rotating the fastener. Refer to Figure 9.2, a typical open end wrench. The size is different on each end and notice that the head is angled 15 degrees at each end. Refer to Figure 9.3. A typical box-end wrench is able to grip the bolt or nut at points completely around the fastener. Each end is a different size. Refer to Figure 9.4. The end of a box-end wrench is angled 15 degrees to allow clearance for nearby objects or other fasteners. Refer to Figure 9.5. A combination wrench has an open end at one end and a box end at the other with the same size at each end. Adjustable wrench. An adjustable wrench is often used where the exact size wrench is not available or when a large nut, such as a wheel spindle nut, needs to be rotated, but not tightened. An adjustable wrench should not be used to loosen or tighten fasteners because the torque applied to the wrench can cause the movable jaws to loosen their grip on the fastener, causing it to become rounded. See Figure 9.6. Line wrenches. Line wrenches are also called flare nut wrenches, fitting wrenches, or tube nut wrenches and are designed to grip almost all the way around a nut used to retain a fuel or refrigerant line, and yet be able to be installed over the line. Refer to Figure 9.7, the end of a typical line wrench, which shows that it is capable of grasping most of the head of the fitting. Safe use of wrenches. Wrenches should be inspected before use to be sure they are not cracked, bent, or damaged. All wrenches should be cleaned after use before being returned to the toolbox. Always use the correct size of wrench for the fastener being loosened or tightened to help prevent the rounding of the flats of the fastener. When attempting to loosen a fastener, pull a wrench, do not push a wrench. If a wrench is pushed, your knuckles can be hurt when forced into another object if the fastener breaks loose. Ratchets, sockets, and extensions. A socket fits over the fastener and grips the points and or flats of the bolt or nut. The socket is rotated or driven using either a long bar called a breaker bar or flex handle or a ratchet. See Figures 9.8 and 9.9. A ratchet turns the socket in only one direction and allows the rotating of the ratchet handle back and forth in a narrow space. Socket extensions and universal joints are also used with sockets to allow access to fasteners in restricted locations. Sockets are available in various drive sizes, including 1/4 inch, 3/8 inch, and 1/2 inch sizes for most automotive use. See Figures 9.10 and 9.11. Refer to Figure 9.8, a typical ratchet used to rotate a socket. A ratchet makes a ratcheting noise when it is being rotated in the opposite direction from loosening or tightening. A knob or lever on the ratchet allows the user to switch directions. Refer to Figure 9.9, a typical flex handle used to rotate a socket, also called a breaker bar because it usually has a longer handle than a ratchet and, therefore, can be used to apply more torque to a fastener than a ratchet. Refer to Figure 9.10, the most commonly used socket drive sizes include 1/4 inch, 3/8 inch, and 1/2 inch drive. Many heavy-duty truck and or industrial applications use 3/4 inch and 1 inch sizes. The drive size is the distance of each side of the square drive. Sockets and ratchets of the same size are designed to work together. Crowfoot sockets. A crowfoot socket is a socket that is an open end or line wrench to allow access to fasteners that cannot be reached using a conventional wrench. See Figure 9.12. Crowfoot sockets are available in the following categories. Fractional inch open end wrench. Metric open end wrench. Fractional line wrench. Metric line wrench. Torque wrenches. Torque wrenches are socket turning handles that are designed to apply a known amount of force to the fastener. There are two basic types of torque wrenches. One is a clicker type torque wrench is first set to the specified torque and then it clicks when the set torque value has been reached. When force is removed from the torque wrench handle, another click is heard. The setting on a clicker type torque wrench should be set back to zero after use and checked for proper calibration regularly. See Figure 9.13. The second is a beam or dial type torque wrench is used to measure torque, but instead of presetting the value, the actual torque is displayed on the dial of the wrench as the fastener is being tightened. Beam type torque wrenches are available in 1/4 inch, 3/8 inch, and 1/2 inch drives in both English and metric units. See Figure 9.14. Refer to Figure 9.11. A 6-point socket fits the head of the bolt or nut on all sides. A 12-point socket can round off the head of a bolt or nut if a lot of force is applied. Refer to Figure 9.12. A crowfoot socket is designed to reach fasteners using a ratchet or breaker bar with an extension. Refer to Figure 9.13. Using a torque wrench to tighten connecting rod nuts on an engine. Safe use of sockets and ratchets. Always use the proper size socket that correctly fits the bolt or nut. All sockets and ratchets should be cleaned after use before being placed back into the toolbox. Sockets are available in short and deep well designs. See Figure 9.16. Refer to Figure 9.14, a beam type torque wrench that displays the torque reading on the face of the dial. The beam display is red as the beam deflects, which is in proportion to the amount of torque applied to the fastener. Tech tip. Right to tighten. It is sometimes confusing which way to rotate a wrench or a screwdriver, especially when the head of the fastener is pointing away from you. To help visualize while looking at the fastener, say righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. Tech tip. Check torque wrench calibration regularly. Torque wrenches should be checked regularly. For example, Honda has a torque wrench calibration set up at each of their training centers. It is expected that a torque wrench be checked for accuracy before every use. Most experts recommend that torque wrenches be checked and adjusted as needed at least every year, and more often, if possible. See Figure 9.15. Frequently asked question. Is it pound to foot or foot to pound of torque? The unit for torque is expressed as a force times the distance or leverage from the object. Therefore, the official unit for torque is pound feet or Newton meters or a force times a distance. However, it is commonly expressed in FT, LB, and even some torque wrenches are labeled with this unit. Tech tip. Double check the specifications. Misreading torque specifications is easy to do but can have serious damaging results. Specifications for fasteners are commonly expressed in pound feet. Many smaller fasteners are tightened to specifications expressed in pound inch. 1 pound foot is equal to 12 pound inch. Therefore, if a fastener were to be accidentally tightened to 24 pound feet instead of 24 pound inch, the actual torque applied to the fastener will be 288 pound inch instead of the specified 24 pound inch. This extra torque will likely break the fastener, but it could also warp or distort the part being tightened. Always double check the torque specifications. Refer to Figure 9.15, Torque Wrench Calibration Checker. Figure 9.16. Deep sockets allow access to the nut that has a stud plus other locations needing great depth, such as spark plugs. Also select the appropriate drive size. For example, for small work, such as on the dash, select a 1/4 inch drive. For most general service work, use a 3/8 inch drive, and for suspension and steering and other large fasteners, select a 1/2 inch drive. When loosening a fastener, always pull the ratchet towards you rather than push it outward. Tech tip. Use socket adapters with caution. Socket adapters are available and can be used for different drive size sockets on a ratchet. Combinations include 1/4 inch drive to 3/8 inch sockets, 3/8 inch drive to 1/4 inch sockets, 3/8 inch drive to 1/2 inch sockets, 1/2 inch drive to 3/8 inch sockets. Using a larger drive ratchet or breaker bar on a smaller size socket can cause the application of too much force to the socket, which could crack or shatter. Using a smaller size drive tool on a larger socket will usually not cause any harm, but would greatly reduce the amount of torque that can be applied to the bolt or nut. Refer to Figure 9.17, a flat tip or straight blade screwdriver. The width of the blade should match the width of the slot in the fastener being loosened or tightened. Tech tip: avoid using cheater bars. Whenever a fastener is difficult to remove, some technicians will insert the handle of a ratchet or a breaker bar into a length of steel pipe. The extra length of the pipe allows the technician to exert more torque than can be applied using the drive handle alone. However, the extra torque can easily overload the socket and ratchet, causing them to break or shatter, which could cause personal injury. Screwdrivers. Many smaller fasteners are removed and installed by using a screwdriver. Screwdrivers are available in many sizes and tip shapes. The most commonly used screwdriver is called a flat tip or straight blade. Flat tip screwdrivers are sized by the width of the blade, and this width should match the width of the slot in the screw. See Figure 9.17. Caution: do not use a screwdriver as a pry tool or as a chisel. Always use the proper tool for each application. Another type of commonly used screwdriver is called a Phillips screwdriver, named for Henry F. Phillips, who invented the crosshead screw in 1934. Due to the shape of the crosshead screw and screwdriver, a Phillips screw can be driven with more torque than can be achieved with a slotted screw. A Phillips head screwdriver is specified by the length of the handle and the size of the point at the tip. A number 1 tip has a sharp point, a number 2 tip is the most commonly used, and a number 3 tip is blunt and is only used for larger sizes of Phillips head fasteners. For example, a number 2 3/3-inch Phillips screwdriver would typically measure 6 inches from the tip of the blade to the end of the handle or 3-inch long handle and 3-inch long blade, with a number 2 tip. Refer to Figure 9.19, a Torx bit and fastener. Both straight blade and Phillips screwdrivers are available with a short blade and handle for access to fasteners with limited room. See Figure 9.18. Offset screwdrivers. Offset screwdrivers are used in places where a conventional screwdriver cannot fit. An offset screwdriver is bent at the ends and is used similar to a wrench. Most offset screwdrivers have a straight blade at one end and a Phillips end at the opposite end. Torx. A Torx is a 6-pointed star-shaped tip that was developed by Kamkar, known formerly as Textron, to offer higher loosening and tightening torque than is possible with a straight or flat tip or Phillips. Torx is very commonly used in the automotive field for many components. Commonly used Torx sizes from small to large include T15, T20, T25, and T30. See Figure 9.19. Some Torx fasteners include a round projection in the center, requiring that a special version of a Torx bit be used. These are called security Torx bits that have a hole in the center to be used on these fasteners. External Torx fasteners are also used mostly as engine fasteners and are labeled E instead of T plus the size, such as E45. Impact screwdriver. An impact screwdriver is used to break loose or tighten a screw. A hammer is used to strike the end after the screwdriver holder is placed in the head of the screw and rotated in the desired direction. The force from the hammer blow does two things: it applies a force downward holding the tip of the screwdriver in the slot, and then applies a twisting force to loosen, or tighten, the screw. Figure 9.20, an impact screwdriver used to remove slotted or Phillips head fasteners that cannot be broken loose using a standard screwdriver. Safe use of screwdrivers. Always use the proper type and size screwdriver that matches the fastener. Try to avoid pressing down on a screwdriver, because if it slips, the screwdriver tip could go into your hand, causing serious personal injury. All screwdrivers should be cleaned after use. Do not use a screwdriver as a pry bar. Always use the correct tool for the job. Hammers and mallets. Hammers and mallets are used to force objects together or apart. The shape of the back part of the hammer head, also called the peen, usually determines the name. For example, a ball peen hammer has a rounded end like a ball, and it is used to straighten oil pans and valve covers, using the hammer head, and for shaping metal, using the ball peen. See Figure 9.21. Note: a claw hammer has a claw used to remove nails and is not used for automotive service. A hammer is usually sized by the weight of the head of the hammer and the length of the handle. For example, a commonly used ball peen hammer has an 8-ounce head with an 11-inch handle. Mallets. Mallets are a type of hammer with a large striking surface, which allows the technician to exert force over a larger area than a hammer, so as not to harm the part or component. Mallets are made from a variety of materials, including rubber, plastic, or wood. See Figure 9.22. A shot-filled plastic hammer is called a dead blow hammer. The small lead balls or shot inside a plastic head prevent the hammer from bouncing off of the object when struck. See Figure 9.23. Safe use of hammers and mallets. All mallets and hammers should be cleaned after use and not exposed to extreme temperatures. Never use a hammer or mallet that is damaged in any way, and always use caution to avoid doing damage to the components and the surrounding area. Always follow the hammer manufacturer's recommended procedures and practices. Refer to Figure 9.21, a typical ball peen hammer. Refer to Figure 9.22, a rubber mallet is used to deliver a force to an object without harming the surface. Refer to Figure 9.23, a dead blow hammer that was left outside in freezing weather. The plastic covering was damaged, which destroyed this hammer. The lead shot is encased in the metal housing and then covered. Pliers. Slip joint pliers. Pliers are capable of holding, twisting, bending, and cutting objects and are an extremely useful classification of tools. The common household type of pliers is called the slip joint pliers. There are two different positions where the junction of the handles meets to achieve a wide range of sizes of objects that can be gripped. See Figure 9.24. Multi-groove adjustable pliers, for gripping larger objects. A set of multi-groove adjustable pliers is a commonly used tool of choice by many service technicians. Originally designed to remove the various size nuts holding rope seals used in water pumps, the name water pump pliers is also used. See Figure 9.25. Refer to Figure 9.24, typical slip joint pliers, which are also common household pliers. The slip joint allows the jaws to be open to two different settings. Refer to Figure 9.25. Multi-groove adjustable pliers are known by many names, including the trade name channel locks. Refer to Figure 9.26. A linesman's pliers are very useful because they can help perform many automotive service jobs. Linesman's pliers. Linesman's pliers are specifically designed for cutting, bending, and twisting wire. While commonly used by construction workers and electricians, linesman's pliers are very useful tools for the service technician who deals with wiring. The center parts of the jaws are designed to grasp round objects such as pipe or tubing without slipping. See Figure 9.26. Diagonal pliers. Diagonal pliers are designed for cutting only. The cutting jaws are set at an angle to make it easier to cut wires. Diagonal pliers are also called side cuts or dikes. These pliers are constructed of hardened steel and they are used mostly for cutting wire. See Figure 9.27. Needle nose pliers. Needle nose pliers are designed to grip small objects or objects in tight locations. Needle nose pliers have long, pointed jaws, which allow the tips to reach into narrow openings or groups of small objects. See Figure 9.28. Most needle nose pliers have a wire cutter located at the base of the jaws near the pivot. There are several variations of needle nose pliers, including right angle jaws or slightly angled to allow access to certain cramped areas. Locking pliers. Locking pliers are adjustable pliers that can be locked to hold objects from moving. Most locking pliers also have wire cutters built into the jaws near the pivot point. Locking pliers come in a variety of styles and sizes and are commonly referred to by their trade name vice grip. The size is the length of the pliers, not how far the jaws open. See Figure 9.29. Refer to Figure 9.27. Diagonal cut pliers are another common tool that has many names. Figure 9.28. Needle nose pliers are used where there is limited access to a wire or pin that needs to be installed or removed. Tech tip. Brand name versus proper term. Technicians often use slang or brand names of tools rather than the proper term. This results in some confusion for new technicians. Refer to the examples that are given in the listed table. Refer to Figure 9.29. Locking pliers are best known by their trade name vice grip. Tech tip. Use chalk. Often soft metal particles can become stuck in a file, especially when using it to file aluminum or other soft metals. Rub some chalk into the file before using it to prevent this from happening. Safe use of pliers. Pliers should not be used to remove any bolt or other fastener. Pliers should only be used when specified for use by the vehicle manufacturer. Snap ring pliers. Snap ring pliers are used to remove and install snap rings. Many snap ring pliers are designed to be able to remove and install inward, as well as outward, expanding snap rings. Snap ring pliers can be equipped with serrated tip jaws for grasping the opening in the snap ring, while others are equipped with points, which are inserted into the holes in the snap ring. See Figure 9.30. Files. Files are used to smooth metal and are constructed of hardened steel with diagonal rows of teeth. Files are available with a single row of teeth called a single cut file, as well as two rows of teeth cut at an opposite angle called a double cut file. Files are available in a variety of shapes and sizes, from small flat files, half-round files, and triangular files. See Figure 931. Safe use of files. Always use a file with a handle. Because files only cut when moved forward, a handle must be attached to prevent possible personal injury. After making a forward strike, lift the file and return the file to the starting position. Avoid dragging the file backward. Cutters. Snips. Service technicians are often asked to fabricate sheet metal brackets or heat shields and need to use one or more types of cutters available. The simplest is called tin snips, which are designed to make straight cuts in a variety of materials, such as sheet steel, aluminum, or even fabric. A variation of the tin snips is called aviation tin snips. There are three designs of aviation snips, including one designed to cut straight or, called straight cut aviation snips, one designed to cut left or, called an offset left aviation snips, and one designed to cut right or, called offset right aviation snips. The handles are color-coded for easy identification. These include yellow for straight, red for left, and green for right. See Figure 932. Utility knife. A utility knife uses a replaceable blade and is used to cut a variety of materials, such as carpet, plastic, wood, and paper products, such as cardboard. See Figure 933. Safe use of cutters. Whenever using cutters, always wear eye protection or a face shield to guard against the possibility of metal pieces being ejected during the cut. Always follow recommended procedures. Refer to Figure 930. Snap ring pliers are also called lock ring pliers and are designed to remove internal and external snap rings or lock rings. Refer to Figure 931. Files come in many different shapes and sizes. Never use a file without a handle. Refer to Figure 932. Tin snips are used to cut thin sheets of metal or carpet. Refer to Figure 933. A utility knife uses replaceable blades and is used to cut carpet and other materials. Punches and chisels. Punches. A punch is a small diameter steel rod that has a smaller diameter ground at one end. A punch is used to drive a pin out that is used to retain two components. Punches come in a variety of sizes, which are measured across the diameter of the machined end. Sizes include 1/16 inch, 1/8 inch, 3/16 inch, and 1/4 inch. See Figure 934. Chisels. A chisel has a straight, sharp cutting end that is used for cutting off rivets or to separate two pieces of an assembly. The most common design of chisel used for automotive service work is called a cold chisel. Refer to Figure 934, a punch used to drive pins from assembled components. This type of punch is also called a pin punch. Refer to Figure 935, warning stamped in the side of a punch warning that goggles should be worn when using this tool. Always follow safety warnings. Refer to Figure 936, use a grinder or a file to remove the mushroom material on the end of a punch or chisel. Safe use of punches and chisels. Always wear eye protection when using a punch or a chisel because the hardened steel is brittle and parts of the punch could fly off and cause serious personal injury. See the warning stamped on the side of this automotive punch in. See Figure 935. Punches and chisels can also have the top rounded off, which is called mushroomed. This material must be ground off to help avoid the possibility that the overhanging material is loosened and becomes airborne during use. See Figure 936. Removers. Removers are tools used to remove damaged fasteners. A remover tool is not normally needed during routine service, unless the fastener is corroded or has been broken or damaged by a previous attempt to remove the bolt or nut. To help prevent the need for a remover tool, all rusted and corroded fasteners should be sprayed with penetrating oil. Penetrating oil is a low viscosity oil that is designed to flow in between the threads of a fastener or other small separation between two parts. Commonly used penetrating oils include WD-40, Croil, and CRC-556. Caution: do not use penetrating oil as a lubricating oil because it is volatile and will evaporate soon after usage, leaving little lubricant behind for protection. Removers are a classification of tool used to remove stuck or broken fasteners. Over time, rust and corrosion can cause the threads of the fastener to be attached to the nut or the casting, making it very difficult to remove. There are several special tools that can be used to remove damaged fasteners. Which one to use depends on the type of damage. Damaged heads. If the bolt head or nut becomes damaged or rounded, there are two special tools that can be used, including stud remover. A stud removal tool grips the part of the stud above the surface and uses a cam or wedge to grip the stud as it is being rotated by a ratchet or breaker bar. See Figure 937. Nut splitter. A nut splitter is used to remove the nut by splitting it from the bolt. A nut splitter is used by inserting the cutter against the flat of the nut and tightening the threaded bolt of the splitter. The nut will be split away from the bolt and can then be removed. See Figure 938. Caution: do not rotate the entire nut splitter or damage to the cutting wedge will occur. Broken bolts, studs, or screws: often, bolts, studs, or screws break within the surface, making stud removal tools impossible to use. Bolt extractors are commonly called easy outs. An easy out is constructed of hardened steel with flutes or edges ground into the side in the opposite direction of most threads. See Figure 939. Note: always select the largest extractor that can be used to help avoid the possibility of breaking the extractor while attempting to remove the bolt. A hole is drilled into the center of a broken bolt. Then, the extractor or easy out is inserted into the hole and rotated counterclockwise using a wrench. As the extractor rotates, the grooves grip tighter into the wall of the hole drilled in the broken bolt. As a result, most extractors are capable of removing most broken bolts. Refer to Figure 937. A stud remover uses an offset serrated wheel to grasp the stud so it will be rotated when a ratchet or breaker bar is used to rotate the assembly. Refer to Figure 938. A nut splitter is used to split a nut that cannot be removed. After the nut has been split, a chisel is then used to remove the nut. Refer to Figure 939. A set of bolt extractors, commonly called easy outs. Refer to Figure 940. Removing plugs or bolts is easier if the plug is first heated to a cherry red color, using a torch, and then applying wax. During cooling, the wax flows in between the threads, making it easier to remove. Tech tip: the wax trick. Many times, rusted fasteners can be removed by using heat to expand the metal and break the rust bond between the fastener and the nut or casting. Many technicians heat the fastener using a torch and then apply paraffin wax or a candle to the heated fastener. See Figure 940. The wax will melt and as the part cools, will draw the liquid wax down between the threads. After allowing the part to cool, attempt to remove the fastener. It will often be removed without any trouble. Figure 941, a typical hacksaw that is used to cut metal. If cutting sheet metal or thin objects, a blade with more teeth should be used. Frequently asked question: I broke off an easy out, now what? An extractor or easy out is hardened steel, and removing this and the broken bolt is now a job for a professional machine shop. The part, which could be as large as an engine block, needs to be removed from the vehicle and taken to a machine shop that is equipped to handle this type of job. One method involves using an electrical discharge machine or EDM. An EDM uses a high amperage electrical current to produce thousands of arcs between the electrode and the broken tool. The part is submerged in a non-conducting liquid and each tiny spark vaporizes a small piece of the broken tool. Hacksaw. A hacksaw is used to cut metals, such as steel, aluminum, brass, or copper. The cutting blade of a hacksaw is replaceable and the sharpness and number of teeth can be varied to meet the needs of the job. Use 14 or 18 teeth per inch or TPI for cutting plaster or soft metals, such as aluminum and copper. Use 24 or 32 tons PI for steel or pipe. Hacksaw blades should be installed with the teeth pointing away from the handle. This means that a hacksaw cuts while the blade is pushed in the forward direction, and then pressure should be released as the blade is pulled rearward before repeating the cutting operation. See Figure 941. Safe use of hacksaws. Check that the hacksaw is equipped with the correct blade for the job and that the teeth are pointed away from the handle. When using a hacksaw, move the hacksaw slowly away from you, then lift slightly and return for another cut. Basic hand tool list. Hand tools are used to turn fasteners such as bolts, nuts, and screws. The following is a list of hand tools every automotive technician should possess. Specialty tools are not included. Safety glasses. Tool chest. 1/4 inch drive socket set, 1/4 to 9/16 inch standard and deep sockets, or 6 to 15 millimeters standard and deep sockets. 1/4 inch drive ratchet. 1/4 inch drive 2 inch extension. 1/4 inch drive 6 inch extension. 1/4 inch drive handle. 3/8 inch drive socket set, 3/8 to 7/8 inch standard and deep sockets, or 6 to 19 millimeters standard and deep sockets. 3/8 inch drive Torx set, T40, T45, T50, and T55. 3/8 inch drive 13/16 inch plug socket. 3/8 inch drive 5/8 inch plug socket. 3/8 inch drive ratchet. 3/8 inch drive 1.5 inch extension. 3/8 inch drive 3 inch extension. 3/8 inch drive 6 inch extension. 3/8 inch drive 18 inch extension. 3/8 inch drive universal. Half inch drive socket set, half to 1 inch standard and deep sockets, or 9 to 19 mm standard and deep metric sockets. Half inch drive ratchet. Half inch drive breaker bar. Half inch drive 5 inch extension. Half inch drive 10 inch extension. 3/8 to 1/4 inch adapter. Half to 3/8 inch adapter. 3/8 to half inch adapter. 3/8 inch and half inch torque wrench. Torque angle gauge. Crowfoot set in, fractional inch. Crowfoot set in, metric. 3/8 through 1 inch combination wrench set. 10 through 19 mm combination wrench set. 1/16 through 1/4 inch hex or Allen wrench set. 2 through 12 mm hex or Allen wrench set. 3/8 inch hex socket. 8 to 19 mm flare nut wrench set. 5/16 to 3/8 inch flare nut wrench. 7/16 to half inch flare nut wrench. Half to 9/16 inch flare nut wrench. Diagonal pliers. Needle pliers. Adjustable jaw pliers. Locking pliers. Snap ring pliers. Stripping or crimping pliers. Ball peen hammer. Rubber hammer. Dead blow hammer. 5-piece standard screwdriver set. 4-piece Phillips screwdriver set. Number 5 Torx screwdriver. Number 20 Torx screwdriver. File. Center punch. Pin punches in, assorted sizes. Chisel. Utility knife. Valve core tool. Filter wrench, large filters. Filter wrench, smaller filters. Test light. Feeler gauge. Scraper. Magnet. Tire pressure gauge. Tech tip. Hide those from the boss. An apprentice technician started working for a dealership and put his top toolbox on a workbench. Another technician observed that, along with a complete set of good quality tools, the box contained several adjustable wrenches. The more experienced technician said, "Hide those from the boss. If any adjustable wrench is used on the bolt or nut, the movable jaw often moves or loosens and starts to round the head of the fastener. If the head of the bolt or nut becomes rounded, it becomes that much more difficult to remove." Tech tip. Need to borrow a tool more than twice? Buy it. Most service technicians agree that it is okay for a beginning technician to borrow a tool occasionally. However, if a tool has to be borrowed more than twice, then be sure to purchase it as soon as possible. Also, whenever a tool is borrowed, be sure that you clean the tool and let the technician you borrowed the tool from know that you are returning the thule. These actions will help in any future dealings with other technicians. Tool sets and accessories. A beginning service technician may wish to start with a small set of tools before spending a lot of money on an expensive, extensive toolbox. See figures 942 and 943. Tech tip. The valve grinding compound trick. Apply a small amount of valve grinding compound to a Phillips or Torx screw or bolt head. The gritty valve grinding compound grips the screwdriver or tool bit and prevents the tool from slipping up and out of the screw head. Valve grinding compound is available in a tube from most automotive parts stores. Figure 942, a typical beginning technician tool set that includes the basic tools to get started. Figure 943, a typical 40-inch wide top and bottom professional toolbox. Figure 944, a seal puller being used to remove a seal from a rear axle. Speciality tools. Seal pullers and drivers, grease seals are located on many automotive components, including brake rotors, transmission housings, and differentials. A seal puller is used to properly remove grease seals, as shown in Figure 944. Seal drivers, a seal driver can be either plastic or metal, usually aluminum, and is used to seat the outer lip of a grease seal into the grease seal pocket. A seal is usually driven into position using a plastic mallet and a seal driver that is the same size as the outside diameter of the grease seal retainer. See Figure 945. Electrical hand tools test lights. A test light is used to test for electricity. A typical automotive test light consists of a clear plastic screwdriver-like handle that contains a light bulb. A wire is attached to one terminal of the bulb, which the technician connects to a clean metal part of the vehicle. The other end of the bulb is attached to a point that can be used to test for electricity at a connector or wire. When there is power at the point and a good connection at the other end, the light bulb lights. See Figure 946. Soldering guns. Electric soldering gun. This type of soldering gun is usually powered by 110 volt AC and often has two power settings expressed in watts. A typical electric soldering gun will produce from 85 to 300 watts of heat at the tip, which is more than adequate for soldering. See Figure 947. Electric soldering pencil. This type of soldering iron is less expensive and creates less heat than an electric soldering gun. A typical electric soldering pencil, iron, creates 30 to 60 watts of heat and is suitable for soldering smaller wires and connections. Butane-powered soldering iron. A butane-powered soldering iron is portable and very useful for automotive service work because an electrical cord is not needed. Most butane-powered soldering irons produce about 60 watts of heat, which is enough for most automotive soldering. Figure 945. A seal driver or installer is usually aluminum and is designed to seat the seal. Figure 946. A typical 12-volt test light. Figure 947. An electric soldering gun used to make electrical repairs. Soldering guns are sold by the wattage rating. The higher the wattage, the greater amount of heat created. Most solder guns used for automotive electrical work usually fall within the 60 to 160 watt range. Tech tip. It just takes a second. Whenever removing any automotive component, it is wise to screw the bolts back into the holes a couple of threads by hand. This ensures that the right bolt will be used in its original location when the component or part is put back on the vehicle. Often, the same diameter of fastener is used on a component, but the length of the bolt may vary. Spending just a couple of seconds to put the bolts and nuts back where they belong when the part is removed can save a lot of time when the part is being reinstalled. Besides making certain that the right fastener is being installed in the right place, this method helps prevent bolts and nuts from getting lost or kicked away. How much time have you wasted looking for that lost bolt or nut? In addition to a soldering iron, most service technicians who do electrical-related work should have the following: wire cutters, wire strippers, wire crimpers, heat gun. A digital meter is a necessary tool for any electrical diagnosis and troubleshooting. A digital multimeter, abbreviated DMM, is usually capable of measuring the following units of electricity: DC volts, AC volts, ohms, amperes. Safety tips for using hand tools. The following safety tips should be kept in mind whenever you are working with hand tools. Always pull a wrench toward you for best control and safety. Never push a wrench. Keep wrenches and all hand tools clean to help prevent rust and to allow for a better, firmer grip. Always use a 6-point socket or a box end wrench to break loose a tight bolt or nut. Use a box end wrench for torque and an open end wrench for speed. Never use a pipe extension or other type of cheater bar on a wrench or a ratchet handle. If more force is required, use a larger tool or use penetrating oil and/or heat on the frozen fastener. If heat is used on a bolt or nut to remove it, always replace it with a new part. Always use the proper tool for the job. If a specialized tool is required, use the proper tool and do not try to use another tool improperly. Never expose any tool to excessive heat. High temperatures can reduce the strength or draw the temper of metal tools. Never use a hammer on any wrench or socket handle unless you are using a special staking face wrench designed to be used with a hammer. Replace any tools that are damaged or worn. Refer to Figure 948, a binder clip being used to keep a fender cover from falling. Tech tip. Use a binder clip. A binder clip, size 1¼ inch wide, is used by wise technicians to help keep fender covers in place. See Figure 948. Binder clips are found at office supply stores. Hand tools. Most hand tools are constructed of rust-resistant metals, but they can still rust or corrode if not properly maintained. For best results and long tool life, the following steps should be taken. Clean each tool before placing it back into the toolbox. Keep tools separated. Moisture on metal tools will start to rust more readily if the tools are in contact with another metal tool. Line the drawers of the toolbox with a material that will prevent the tools from moving as the drawers are opened and closed. This helps to quickly locate the proper tool and size. Release the tension on all clicker-type torque wrenches after use. Keep the toolbox secure. Review questions. Question 1. Why are wrenches offset 15 degrees? Question 2. What are the other names for a line wrench? Question 3. What are the standard automotive drive sizes for sockets? Question 4. Which type of screwdriver requires the use of a hammer or mallet? Question 5. What is inside a dead blow hammer? Chapter Quiz. Question 1, when working with hand tools, always. A. Push the wrench, don't pull toward you. B. Pull a wrench, don't push a wrench. Question 2, to grip large objects, the, blank, plier is a commonly used tool. A. Diagonal. B. Multi-groove. C. Linesman's. D. Slip joint. Question 3, what tool should be used to loosen or tighten brake or fuel lines? A. Locking pliers. B. Multi-groove adjustable pliers. C. Line wrench. D. Torque wrench. Question 4, two technicians are discussing torque wrenches. Technician A says that a torque wrench is capable of tightening a fastener with more torque than a conventional breaker bar or ratchet. Technician B says that a torque wrench is used to apply a known amount of force to the fastener. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A, only. B. Technician B, only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 5, what type of hammer is plastic coated, has a metal casing inside, and is filled with small lead balls? A. Dead blow hammer. B. Soft blow hammer. C. Sledgehammer. D. Plastic hammer. Question 6, which type of pliers is capable of fitting over a large object? A. Slip joint pliers. B. Linesman's pliers. C. Locking pliers. D. Multi-groove adjustable pliers. Question 7, which tool has a replaceable cutting edge? A. Side cut pliers. B. Tin snips. C. Utility knife. D. Aviation snips. Question 8, which of the following basic hand tools should every technician possess? A. Combination wrenches. B. 3/8 inch drive socket set. C. Adjustable wrenches. D. A and B only. Question 9, which of these would not be useful to a technician performing electrical repairs? A. Soldering gun. B. Test light. C. Gasket scraper. D. DMM. Question 10, when loosening a bolt, A. blank, is the recommended tool? A. Pipe extension. B. 6-point socket. C. Open-end wrench. D. Cheater bar. End of chapter 9.